When I heard about this on Friday, actually in an email, I was jazzed. Coming soon to a Springfield near you, it will be the Springfield Drifters Baseball Club. It is a part of the West Coast League. Now, you may be thinking, another baseball team? The Corvallis Knights are a member of the WCL. And as a matter of fact, in my office, and I have them in my hand right now, is an unopened, sealed pack of baseball cards from the very first season of the Corvallis Knights. It is a what they call a wood bat league. And it's made up essentially of college baseball all-stars from around the West. To talk about it this morning, he is Jamie Christopher, the general manager of the soon-to-be Springfield Drifters Baseball Club. He joins us on the wake-up call this morning. Jamie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, you've done a little bit of everything. You were an intelligence officer on the USS Kitty Hawk. What did you do during Operation Southern Watch as an intelligence officer? What was your gig?
Oh, well, so I was in charge of about 30 sailors, and we briefed the command staff on what was going on in and around where we were stationed and around the world, and, you know, briefed and debriefed pilots going in and out of, you know, danger zones, and, you know, tried to take care of our fleet. And
then after that, you went to law school at the University of Southern Cal. Right, and worked for a multinational law firm?
I did. Coming out of the Navy, I actually injured my back, so I'm a disabled veteran, and trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, I figured, you know, law was a noble profession. Went to law school, went to work for a firm down in San Diego with my my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was working, and, you know, enjoyed practicing law for 6 years and realized it wasn't really for me. I was more of an entrepreneur, I think, at heart. So my wife and I moved up to Eugene, Oregon, where I started a food distribution business. Mm-hmm. Did very well, sold it off, and moved on.
Wow. And now you're the general manager of a baseball team. How did that happen?
It's a funny story. So Kenny Niles, who's a local coach here, he coaches the Eugene Challengers in Churchill High School, was starting a academy called Niles 108, and he asked me for some help. I've helped other people start businesses before from a business aspect, you know, getting bank accounts, registering. And so I helped him kind of get that off the ground, and he mentioned the fact that he had some friends who were looking at starting a West Coast League team here in Springfield. And he said that my diverse skill set kind of fit their needs. He made an introduction, and I met Ike Olson and Kelly Richardson, who are our team owners. And we hit it off, and I think they thought I was the right man for the job, and I thought this was a dream job for someone who grew up loving baseball sports in general. To make a transition like this is a rare opportunity that I just had to seize.
Very cool. So how did all this come together? Because you need a place to play. Of course, you need to have a head coach. You know, you got to have somebody that's going to be a director of player personnel. How did this kind of come together and, you know, I mean, just finding a venue, for instance?
So finding a venue is interesting. So it's all intertwined in one big lump of the Springfield Baseball Project. So early on last year during COVID, Kenny Niles, who's the coach of the Challengers, they were having a hard time finding a place to play. Mm-hmm. They expanded their American Legion baseball team to two teams, and Ike Olson decided to help sponsor the second team and get that going, but they couldn't find places to play, so they spent a bunch of time on the road. So they were talking together about, well, we need to build a field here, a 90-foot field, and find a venue for that. Ike had success dealing with Springfield Public Schools, building Maple Elementary. He built a softball field there. He went there one day and saw that they didn't have a track, they didn't have a field. And so he said, I got to do something about this, and formed Huddle Up Foundation, got that field built, and now it's being used by Maple Elementary. So they talked about this, and Kenny said, well, you know, Bushnell University has been trying to restart their baseball program for a long time. It's been 50 years.
Wow.
So he hooked up Joe Womack of Bushnell, the president, and Ike, and they just said, hey, is there something we could do here? Meanwhile, Kenny Niles, who's kind of like the linchpin to this whole thing, had connections with the West Coast League. He had new players, new coaches, knew some executives, and he hooked up Ike Olson with them. They researched what it would take to get a team. So they figured out those logistics, and then Ike said, look, you know, I had success with Springfield Public Schools and building Maple Elementary. Let's see if we could do something else. And they did. They found Hamlin Middle School, and they were willing to let us make an investment along with Bushnell University as our partner and build the field there. We're going to build a turf field, build a stadium, build a community piece, really. And the benefit of this is it's going to really service local youth and the Springfield community. We're going to have after-school camps and different sporting venues and things for kids, as well as Bushnell Baseball, the Beacons, and then, you know, Springfield Drifters from June to August. So it's just a really neat story about how a community can rally together to bring not only baseball, but you really benefit our youth. So huddle up, Bushnell University, Drifters Baseball, Kenny Niles, Springfield Public Schools all got together and made something happen.
That is so cool. Now, is Bushnell, I mean, are they going to be, I mean, bringing back their baseball team and playing there once this field is put together at the middle school?
Coming fall 2021, you will see Bushnell baseball players, the Beacons, on that field.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about the league itself, because I think a lot of people would view something like this, and I know that when the Corvallis Knights started up, that everybody was thinking, oh, this is just another, you know, minor league team. And it's anything but. I refer to it, I did then, I still do now. They're like college baseball all-star teams, in my mind. Let's hear your description of it, Jamie.
I think that's very accurate. Because we do get, well, we're planning on getting, but the other teams do get really high-level college baseball players. But our league's focused more on, you know, affordable family fun, mm-hmm. as far as the community is concerned, bringing great baseball experiences. You know, we're going to establish a tradition here in Springfield. The baseball piece, and our head coach, Tommy Richards, who's also coaching Bushnell's team, you know, his focus is on player development. You know, these college coaches trust us to take care of their top prospects, their top players, bring them in here, develop them, and get them used to, you know, a real professional environment, though, but playing with, you know, the other top college players. And you really get a community feel when it comes to it, because, you know, we're going to try to keep Ducks here and Beavers and bring people from, you know, the top-ranked programs around the country to play high-level baseball. You know, it's not professional. It's amateur. But it's a really, like, it's a wood bat league. It's their first kind of time going through this grind of, you know, making long road trips to our other partners. There are 16 teams in the league with us now, and there are five up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a first feel for some of these college kids on what a professional baseball season might be like.
Yeah.